Wilson Pickett was down on Funky Broadway on your radio friend. It is 15 minutes after 10 o'clock. It is a throwback Thursday morning. This is Glenn Klein on Funky Victory Avenue in the studio, along with Mark Eichhorst. And we have a no-show for our next community conversation.
Yeah, talking about funky music and everything. Gene's Jazz Series begins this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Joe Mooney, who created the event in 2001 in the name of his lovely wife, Jean, was supposed to be our guest, and he is not showing.
He's a no-show.
Yeah, unusual for Joe. Joe is usually very good about these.
Hope he's okay.
Yeah, that's what me too.
If somebody knows Joe Mooney, and if you are listening, of course, how would you know that I'm saying this if you weren't listening? Give him a buzz and tell him we're concerned about him. And have him give us a call at the radio station here at 634-WRJN, 634-9756. So it's Gene's Jazz Series this Friday?
This Saturday.
This Saturday it starts. And it's a long-running deal, isn't it?
Well, they have four performances. And like I said, it's been going since 2001. This particular weekend, they have this, so it's the 16th season. Performances by Janet Marie O'Mahony. She's a vocalist, pianist Mark Therfelder, and the Tony Castaneda Latin Jazz Band.
You going to go?
I will not make this one. The tickets are, I know, are very limited. So if you want to go, make sure you call the Theater Guild at 633-4218. There's only a handful left. These performances, almost each one on an individual basis, have been selling out.
I'm lowering your microphone so that you can clear your throat, because that's just the kind of friendly neighborhood radio talk show host that I am.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And so what do you do on Saturday night that you can't go?
I'll be resting a little bit.
Oh, you'll be resting.
Kind of like you did last weekend, you know?
I did, man. I just was not feeling it. I got home to the Gingerbread House on Friday afternoon after having a delicious meal and a couple of cocktails at Joe Madison and his new bride, Tina's place, right down there downtown, because I was downtown. And then I never left the house again until 2017.
Other than to go out and cover the Splash and Dash on Sunday from Saturday afternoon to Tuesday morning, I did the same thing.
Well, I know the next major event that I will be participating in locally. The great Tom Carco had this story, and that not only got my interest, but got my thirst going.
Almost a year to the day, Milliger's is asking the public to help reestablish a world record for toasting Bloody Marys that was broken last year in Florida. It was back in February of 2016 that Milliger's promoted a Bloody Mary Guinness World Record try to break the mark then of 124. The response, 637. This past October, though, more than 1,100 gathered in Florida to set the new mark. So February 5th, a Sunday, 10 a.m., the community again being asked to join the record-breaking try at hoisting Bloody Marys at the Great Lakes Farmers Market inside of Milliger's on Douglas Avenue in Caledonia. The goal this time, maybe 2,000.
2,000 people at Milliger's at the Farmers Market.
What was the date again?
This Sunday.
No, it's
February. Oh, no,
excuse
me.
February
5th.
Okay.
Did you write it down?
I was trying to, I didn't hear, I didn't quite hear it, and I don't want
to. Did you write it down?
Yes, that'll be a
a fun roving report.
Yes.
Well, they're all fun.
Yes, they are.
But get some of the drunks. Wait till they've had a couple of Bloody Marys. What? You know, drunks make good subjects for interviews.
Not necessarily.
Well, not necessarily, but they can. 2,000 people they want. And it's so Wisconsin. Sunday morning, 10 o'clock. Bloody Mary. I ever tell you that I once spoke at a congregation that met on Sunday mornings in the Madison area at a bar. And people, it's a church, and people were drinking and smoking and going to church and drinking Bloody Marys.
I can't quite picture that one.
it was a trip. It's brought a new meaning to feeling the spirit. We still haven't heard if Joe Mooney is still with us, if he's still alive.
I'm sure he is.
You're sure he is?
Yes. I'm sure he is. Something just came up. Joe is very busy, man.
I'm not sure. I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Okay.
What percentage do you think that Joe Mooney is still alive?
I would put it at 99.9.
99.9, which is also our FM frequency in Racine.
Very good segue.
WRJN. Oh, yes, the master of the segue. This is Glenn Klein, Mark Eichhorst, with Bread on your radio friend.
Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you.
Andrew Gold with some radio gold on your radio friend. It is 10:30. This is Glenn Klein with Mark Eichhorst. We're a little lonely because Joe Mooney was a no-show from Gene's Jazz Series.
Yeah, and like I said, that usually doesn't happen. I know he's a very busy man. We talked last week. Everything was set. And
Hope he's okay.
Same here.
Yeah. Gene's Jazz Series starts this Saturday.
7 p.m.
That's in honor of Gene's late wife.
Joe's late wife, Gene.
Joe's, what did I say?
Gene's late wife.
Joe's late wife, Gene.
Right.
I hope that they don't add Joe Mooney to that list.
Yeah, we don't want to have a Gene and Joe's.
Not for a while, anyway. I did not realize what a killer you are, Mr. Racine.
What do you mean?
Well, we had a spider, ladies and gentlemen, hanging down from the chandelier here in the Deluxe WRJN Studios, and Mark just took care of business like nobody's business.
It was funny because we were talking and the thing just started coming down.
Clearly you do not believe in reincarnation because you just could have been killing your grandmother or something. We will continue with the community conversation on the other side of another potentially award-winning newscast from the great Tom Carco coming up.
Phibro Animal Health Corporation, the makers of Omnigen AF and AB20, are bringing you a message from Dr. Lon Whitlow, an expert in dairy feed.
See, sunny, still very cold, high 19, and cold on Sunday. It looks like the flow changes, so instead of coming out of the Arctic, it comes from the west next week. That will allow a big moderation. Afternoon temperatures likely to go into the 30s, with nights no lower than the 20s. For the middle of next week. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Muchas gracias, EA. Right now in Kenosha, 9 degrees, 9 at the Municipal Airport in Burlington, 8 at Milwaukee's International Airport, and at Magnum.media's international headquarters in Racine at WRJN, 8 degrees with the wind out of the west at 9 miles an hour, giving us a wonderful wind chill index, Mark, of negative 5. The dew point is minus 4, the relative humidity 58%, and the barometric pressure is steady eddy at 30.05. It is 21 minutes until 11 o'clock on your Throwback Thursday. I'm catching a lot of grief, Mark, from loved ones, both here in the Midwest and back in Florida, where much of my family still resides, for being such a wussy on the cold. What are you laughing about?
Well, in reality, now we've just got hit with another cold spell. This hasn't been all that bad a winter. We had 2 weeks where it was really bad.
It's been brutal. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. Would Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino do this spot if I was so unrelatable?
Winter blahs setting in. Holiday hangover hitting your pocketbook a little hard. Well, this January, Pottawatomie wants to give you a refill with your share of $150,000 in cash and prizes. Play Fill Her Up Thursdays in January, and you could win $10,000 cash. FKC Reward Play is also up for grabs. Earn entries January 1st through the 26th. This January, Fill Her Up, only at Pottawatomie. Visit paysbig.com/fillerup for details. Must be at least 21 years old to participate.
See, I cannot be the only one that is feeling. Even Meteorologist Hall of Famer Elliot Abrams called the forecast frigid. Frigid.
And I would agree.
He was
with
talking
that.
About the weather, not his wife.
But I'm just saying it. this winter, we got hit with those 2 weeks that were really bad.
Bro, I talked to Dawn yesterday. I talked to Dawn yesterday.
But let me finish, please.
No. I know what you're going to say. I know. It's fine. But I talked to Dawn yesterday down in Tampa. And she, you know, she's a real estate broker.
Okay.
And she was showing new homes, but her air conditioning was out so she, on her vehicle. So she was driving around without any AC. And I said, my heart bleeds for you. Shut up. Glenn Klein, Mark Eichhorst. It is a throwback Thursday. We are going to continue the community conversation. Bruce Davis is going to be in here. He is, of course, the executive director of the Racine Senior Volunteer Program. But speaking of RSVP, we need to respond now, s'il vous plaît, for our NFL playoff picks coming up.
Yes.
You're catching up on the season, dude.
Yeah, I've been twizzling down on you a little bit. You had an eight-game lead at one time, and we got it down to four.
You got it down to four.
With 11 games left in the season.
Just playoff games, obviously.
Yeah, and Super Bowl.
And the soup. So we got
your current record is 27-23-1, mine 23-27-1, and we've got four games this weekend. It's wild card weekend. First game of the weekend, the Oakland Raiders at the Houston Texans. Houston giving 3.5.
The Raiders. Houston's giving points to the Raiders because the Raiders' quarterback, their starting quarterback, is out.
Actually, their second string is also.
Yeah, they got a rookie going.
Yeah.
And Houston is at Oakland?
No, Oakland is at Houston. That's why Houston's giving them 3.5. Actually, Houston, they've had some quarterback issues too.
Yeah. I'll go with the Houston Texans.
So did I.
All right, you know, I'm going to just ask you, because I'll just take the opposite pretty much to keep it interesting.
Nah, we got to. But
I'm going to say with the Texans. All right, what's the next game?
The Detroit Lions on a later game on Saturday at the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks giving 8.
Wow. Who'd you go with?
I'll tell you on this one. I'm not going to tell you on everyone, but I'll tell you on this one. I went with the Lions at getting 8.
All right, I'll take former UW Badger quarterback. Can't think of his name right now. What's that kid's name?
Russell.
Is his first name. This is called Quality Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll go with the Hawks.
That one I was really split on too. I didn't know which way to go on that one, and it was
Stop snapping your pen.
But also we've got first game Sunday, the Miami Dolphins at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers giving 10.
Wow. I'll take the steel curtain.
So did I, because one of the reasons I am taking the Steelers is, if you remember right, way back when the season started, my prediction for the Super Bowl was the Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, I forgot that.
Yep. Fourth game Sunday is the one everybody's interested in around here, the New York Giants at the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers giving 4.5.
I know you took the Packers.
I did.
I want the Packers to win. Those guys from the Giants were all in Miami. Do you see that? All with their shirts out, tweeting on a boat. Eli Manning was asked about it, and he said he was very disappointed in his teammates because clearly they did not pack properly. They forgot their shirts when they went down. Last time the Giants played the Packers for a playoff game at Lambeau, they throttled the Packers en route, to a 2012 Super Bowl victory for the New York football Giants. I'll take the Giants, just to make it interesting. I want the Packers to win, but I'll take the points.
The last time they played, and that was when the Packers were 15-1, wasn't that an overtime game, if I remember right?
At Lambeau?
Yeah.
No, because the Giants won by like 14 points. But the Packers did beat the Giants this year, so it's going to be cold at the frozen tundra. It will be a well-earned moniker on Sunday afternoon.
A Giannis Antetokounmpo step-back 15-foot jumper at the buzzer gave the Bucks a 105-104 win over the Knicks.